This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu has nominated eminent lawyer Ujjwal Deoran Nikam, social worker C. Sadanand Master, former Foreign Secretary Harshvardhan Shringla and historian and academician Dr. Meenakshi Jain to Rajya Sabha. In a notification, the Ministry of Home Affairs informed about the decision. Mr. Nikam, who hails from Maharashtra, has served as a government counsel in the Mumbai terror attacks case. C. Sadanandan Master from Kerala has a long career in education. He has been a victim of political violence and lost both his legs. Mr. Shringla has also served as ambassador to the United States, Bangladesh and Thailand. He served as chief coordinator for India's G20 presidency in 2023. Dr. Jain has served as associate professor of history at Gargi College, University of Delhi. The president nominates 12 persons to the upper house of parliament for their contributions towards arts, literature, sciences and social services. The return journey of Indian astronaut Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of the Axiom 4 mission will begin tomorrow. In a social media post, Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said the undocking has been scheduled for tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. IST. He said the crew will arrive back to Earth on Tuesday at around 3 p.m. IST. Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla is on a 14-day mission to the International Space Station. During the journey, Group Captain Shukla did 7 Indian specific experiments. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, who is on a visit to Singapore, today met his Singaporean counterpart Vivian Balakrishnan. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said, Singapore is at the heart of India's Act East policy. The External Affairs Minister also met Chairman-designate of Temasek Holdings, Teo Chi Han, today. Dr. Jaishankar discussed the transformation underway in India and its investment opportunities. In a social media post, Vivian Balakrishnan said, as the world in transitions into multipolarity, India will play an increasingly important role as one of these major poles of opportunity. After his visit to Singapore, the External Affairs Minister will reach Tianjin in China to participate in SCO Council of Foreign Ministers meeting. He will also hold bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the meeting. The Election Commission has established direct contact with nearly all electors in Bihar, and over 80% of electors in the state have already submitted their enumeration forms or EF. The Commission said it is moving ahead to complete the collection of enumeration forms well before the stipulated date of 25th July. The EC said in a statement that in order to get their names included in the draft electoral rolls to be published on 1st of August, the electors have to submit their EFs, preferably along with the eligibility documents. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Gujarat and Uttarakhand today. Talking to Akashvani News, senior IMD scientist Dr. R.K. Janamani said that heavy rainfall conditions will continue over parts of Uttarakhand and Rajasthan during the next 3 to 4 days. He added that similar conditions will continue over eastern part of the country, including West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar, Jharkhand and Odisha during the next 2 days. In Wimbledon tennis, Iga Swiatek clinched her maiden women's singles title after thrashing Amanda Onisimova in a one-sided final at the All England Club. Poland's Swiatek defeated American Amanda Onisimova 6-0, 6-0 in just 57 minutes to win her 6th Grand Slam title and first at Wimbledon. This win also makes her the first Polish woman to lift the Venus rosewater dish. Speaking after the win, she thanked her team for the support.
I never really expected this one, so I want to thank my team because I feel like they believed in me more than I did, and I want to thank my coach who joined this year, and obviously with ups and downs right now we showed everybody that it's working.
In a thrilling clash today, world number one Jannik Sinner of Italy will be up against second seed and two-time defending champion Carlos Alcaraz of Spain. In cricket, host England will resume their second innings play against India on day 4 of the third test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's today. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.